Tonight, in Chapter 3 of Zorbo's Revenge, we travel to the far-flung reaches of space and the dual worlds of Y. A curiosity in planetary formation, the dual worlds of Y formed in tandem and share a single orbit. Travel between the two worlds began early in their culture development, and the war between them ravaged both sides for generations before they enacted the policy for greater unity. At birth, all Yians are biologically joined with a counterpart of the opposing planet, forming a binary culture that ended a millennia of global strife. Now the conflict is contained locally, as the forced conjoined twins live a life of constant bickering. Two such twins are the genius scientists Opus and Obra. Dr. Zorbo is seeking out their dual-core binary fusion processor technology to power the supercomputer of his Star Mangler. The twins have nearly perfected the final prototype, but have reached an impasse with yet another disagreement.
Ha! That is the fifth time I found a flaw in your work just today! Look here. You wrongfully connected the thermal turbine to the nuclear transistors! Well, how juvenile.
IQ on your world must be lower than I thought. That is clearly a Podensky-Kruger bridge connecting the two transistors. And that's not a thermal turbine, it's a cooler diode, you dunce! Idiot.
You wouldn't know a Podensky-Kruger bridge if it connected your eyebrows together.
While these two wrangle one another, I shall sneak by, and then the prototype will be mine. The Star Mangler will have the most advanced computer in the universe.
As Opus and Obra fight toe-to-toe, swinging their fists wildly at one another, Dr. Zorbo awkwardly sneaks behind them, laser-focused on pilfering the paradigm-shifting prototype processor. Fixated on his banditry, Zorbo is completely unaware that the scuffle between the conjoined duo has escalated from fisticuffs to firearms.
Obra, you twit! Nobody calls me second rate! How about a blast from my repulsor ray, eh?
You missed it! From there! Your aim is as pathetic as your world's soldering skills. Look! You even hit some sort of wrinkly space frog.
You're right. I think I hit a weird walking jar of pudding. You must have left the door open again, letting all manner of riffraff in here.
Riffraff? Why, I am the former and future emperor of the entire universe, including you two insignificant bickering balls of binary blunders. Now, hand over that fusion processor and you can get back to killing each other. We may hate each other, but we hate thieves even more. I don't care who you think you are. From our perspective, you're just the Emperor of Cat Burglars. I see that I have underestimated you two geniuses. Your intelligence is obviously unequal, but how am I to know which of you is the most intelligent? I could use more brain power on my growing crew, but of course, only the very best.
Well, obviously I'm the clear choice. That moron Obra is slower than a Devalian space snail. He couldn't cogitate his way out of a wet paper bag.
Ha! My bone-headed brother Opus is so dense, he once ate a box of animal crackers and was worried he was no longer vegetarian. I am quite clearly the superior option.
I suppose I'll need further time to decide. You may both join my crew for evaluation on the condition that you bring along that dual-core binary fusion processor.
We accept your offer. I'll finally have an opportunity to prove that I am the dominant half in this unfortunately codependent relationship.
And I shall at last be able to show the world that this simpleton has been holding me back our whole lives.
Then pack up your gear, you bickering binary buffoons. We have a mission to accomplish. With this new supercomputer at my command, I am even closer to my ultimate revenge on the dreaded Captain Cosmos.
And so, the brilliant Dr. Zorbo tamed the feud between the twins, not only gaining two more diabolical colleagues, but also yet another tool in his arsenal to enact his vengeance on Captain Cosmos. His plans moving quickly to fruition, Dr. Zorbo's wicked schemes are even further on the path to villainous victory.